Hello, happy side owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Blog 8 Tips Tuesday podcast for January 26, 2021. And I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include that internet errors for too many redirects are happening widely, an update on the random 403 forbidden errors some are seeing, new features in the WP Recipe Maker 7.0 update, Google improves the index coverage report for more accurate crawl data and errors, how to get amazing blog post ideas, whoop, my Sage Age book site has been totally revamped on Astra, and whoo, Bloggate is even now faster, and why I'm still making improvements, why I'm running an informal caching optimization plugin case study, improvements I submitted to the devs of the Grow Social plugin, the DIY SEO Live workshops begin this Thursday, woo! And an SEO spelling experiment that I'll be running. So let's dive in. I do hope you'll join me for tonight's live stream at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Bloggate Facebook page. That's where the whole party is. You get deeper stories on what's going on and almost always have a little bit of breaking news for the day too. And a note about who I help. All tips, advice, and suggestions in this and all Bloggate posts and tutorials are intended to empower DIY site owners who are serious about making money with their sites. And if you have any question, if I can help you, go see my post on what is managed hosting. In Bloggate happenings, I have got some super stuff to celebrate with you this week, and we've had some odd nuttiness with the internet this past week, too. But first, woohoo! I want to send a huge thank you to Michelle Phillips of CodeVetti for taking on the job of doing a total revamp on my Sage Age book site. Now, guys, this was not a small or easy job, as the site was a seriously old hybrid of static .shtml pages with a WordPress blog that was in the blog subdirectory at that. Now, we had to clone the site, move WordPress to the root directory, change the permalink structure, and clean out some seriously old WordPress files before Michelle could even get started. Not only did she build a beautiful site on the Astra theme base, but she also had to rebuild the pages in Gutenberg. And while she was at it, she made a full list of all the needed redirects. I am so very impressed with the site and her attention to detail on this project. More than anything, I'm thrilled to have had the peace of mind and confidence to simply turn this entire revamp over to her with very little input from me about the design or what needed to be done. I basically stepped out of the way and let it be designer's choice. And I am so happy with the results. And woohoo! I also want to send a huge thank you to Marcy Diaz of Amethyst Web Design for her continued work in switching the Bloggate site's theme fully over to Gutenberg. She completely redesigned the homepage to be all Gutenberg blocks, no widgets. And you never know it, though, as it looks almost exactly the same. The only change you'll see is the one we made by choice, and that's at the top section with my picture and mission statement in it. And I'll be updating that mission statement in the near future, too, as I'm honing in on the exact type of client I can best help. Now, I also got rid of that banner feature at the top that had a bit of a delay in displaying. I used IceGram for that, and I really liked it, but it was causing a bit of a speed issue. And now Bloggate is even faster! Woot! But even though the speed metrics are nearly perfect, there are a couple of more tweaks I'll be making soon for even more speed! Woohoo! Now, I've also been doing an informal caching optimization plugin case study. You know, I've noticed that the lazy load on WP Fastest Cache Premium works very differently than how WP Rocket does it. So I've been running an informal case study on them. Now, I'm still chatting with Emery, the dev of WP Fastest Cache, about possibly adding additional settings to the plugin for us to customize for our site depending on how we place images. You know, that's a pretty advanced thing. And he may want to keep the plugin settings super simple. So I don't know whether we're going to get that change or not. On the other hand, I've seen WP Rocket literally over-optimize a site so that requests that should not load until way later are coming in at the top and causing issues we didn't have. And there are no customization settings in the plugin for that either. So, which plugin works best for your site may entirely depend on your site, including what's on it and how you place things, and etc. Now, I'll keep you posted on how this current project turns out, but my goal here is to make my site audit clients' sites as fast as they can be. So I need to be able to better determine what optimization will provide the most help to them. Now, during the BlogAid homepage revamp, I wanted to switch to the Grow plugin for my social share and follow buttons. I've been using other plugins instead, but it does not have a dedicated Gutenberg block for follow icons. Uh-oh, you have to use a short code, which I'm not a big fan of. And if you've been using this plugin since back in the day when it was Social Pug, you know that it has always had one big shortcoming with the social follow icons in that it only has one global styling option. Now, for that reason, I could not use Grow in both places that I wanted to add social follow buttons on Heartwood Art, which was in the header and the sidebar, as they each have totally different styling. So I contacted Mediavine support about these issues, and they have put both on their future feature list with a fire under the one for creating a dedicated Gutenberg block, as they are actually way behind the times with that. Now, they offered to do some custom CSS for me so I could use the follow icons in two places, but I elected not to do that as Marcy is in charge of all CSS on my site, and I can stick with what I have for now on the follow buttons for BlogAid. So, for those who follow Mediavine closely, please do alert me if they improve that plugin in these ways if you see it before I do. And woohoo! I always look forward to the start of our live workshops for the DIY SEO course. And the first three workshops have been scheduled, and they include the technical SEO workshop that's this Thursday to ensure Google can crawl your site and any errors that you see. Then the next one is for tracking your SEO performance so we can get a baseline and valuable feedback from Search Console on how your posts are performing in search now. And then the third one is a schema markup check. And this is a new workshop that I felt we had to do based on issues I found during research for my upcoming video SEO course. And we kick it off this Thursday, and members should have already received an email with the meeting info. And meeting info for all scheduled workshops can be found in the member site anytime too. And rut-row, as I was making a new post for Heartwood Art this weekend, I discovered that I have been spelling mitre the British English way of M-I-T-R-E. Instead of the U.S. English version of M-I-T-E-R. Now, I just have to wonder how many U.S. English Google searches I've missed over this, especially for my big content silo for how to build a miter station. So, I decided to turn this into an experiment, as well as a learning and teaching opportunity. I'm going to change the spelling everywhere I can, including in the post and video thumbnails, and then monitor to see what happens in traffic and search. Now, I'm betting it's going to take 3 to 6 months to show any real difference, as Google will be slow to re-rank this post over something so small. But It will be interesting to see what happens. Now, one of my U.S. clients, plus several folks in my woodworking groups, also said they spelled it the British way of M-I-T-R-E. So, this may not be a big deal, but I still want to consider doing the experiment when I have time. All right, y'all, that's all the happenings around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. In internet issues, you know, I didn't know what else to call this new section, as I'm not sure what's causing the various issues, but something's up, and chasing down these issues is not what I do for a living, but I do try to do what I can to help us get answers. Now, I can't do it alone. The more folks who help test, the better, so we can find common denominators. First is too many redirects. I've been seeing errors with too many redirects or page not redirecting properly, and sometimes that's followed by a suggestion that blocking cookies may be involved. Now, keep in mind that Firefox and Safari have already dropped third-party cookie tracking, and Chrome is slated to drop it soon. Now, I've seen these errors on one of my own sites, as well as big brands. Now, I don't know for sure what's causing them, but I did look at the headers on my own site. Now, the headers are hidden conditions and info sent to the visitor's browser that have things like browser caching directives, server info, HTTPS encryption, and security directives, and more. Now, on one of my sites, I found three JSON links. That's JavaScript, and likely coming directly from WordPress, a plugin, or even the theme. I don't know which. But what's not helpful is that it's random. And it shouldn't be. Now, if y'all been doing any testing, please let us know what you found. And then we have random 403 forbidden errors. Now, I did put out a post on this and I updated it with a couple more issues and fixes for this problem. One of the big ones was limits set on Lightspeed servers for how many concurrent connections could come from one IP address in a short period of time. In other words, too many rapid hits from one place looks like a bad bot attack to the host. Now, to fix this issue, the host raised the limit. And normally, that would not be a good thing. But then, maybe the software updated and set it too low to begin with. I don't know. In plugin tips, WP Recipe Maker just came out with version 7.0 and it has new features. And one of the new features is a save favorite button. Now, for those of you who use this plugin, how does this work or compete with your Pinterest settings? And for those who run ads with Mediavine, how does this compete with the Grow.me program? And what other new features in this plugin do you like or not like? Please do leave us a comment and let us know. In SEO tips, Google has improved their index coverage report based on user feedback. Now, this is in Google Search Console, and this is a vital report as it shows any crawl issues or errors on your site. In fact, this report is a big part of our first DIY SEO course workshop and what we'll be covering this Thursday in the live session on technical SEO. Basically, Google has changed some of the generic wording for errors reported and claims that the report is more accurate. We'll see about that real soon. And I can see a whole new set of error examples coming to the course over this too. You know, we already have several listed, but if they're going to change the lingo of what's reported, I'll be updating the examples and fixes for it. In blogging tips, if you've been writing about the same topic for years, it can be tough to stay inspired and bring a fresh angle to things. Well, this post from Donna Merrill may be just the ticket to help you find amazing blog post ideas. It's titled, How to Get Amazing Blog Post Ideas. And if nothing else, it gives you plenty of avenues to explore that may open you up to possible angles that you never considered before. So it's definitely worth the read. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Give me some love. Share this post with all your blogger buddies and blogger groups to support all the free and helpful info you get on BlogGate and to help your buddies. And be sure to visit BlogGate.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.